Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Coco.
Yes, Coco Jones is here. Courtney, right? Is it? Well, do people call you that ever?
Only my family and like my childhood friends. It's really much like Hannah Montana type thing. Like when I started singing, my mom was like, you're going to get another name.
Oh, okay. She was like, marketing.
So she named you Coco. Your
mom. Okay. Uh-huh. She was kind of like, okay, if there's going to be like contracts or whatever, like she wanted to be separate from my government name. And plus, when I go back to Tennessee, it needs to give Stay Humble. So it was giving Courtney.
Okay. Dude, if you're dating a guy, right? Does he call you Coco or Courtney?
The way you got straight into it. LOL. I normally when I'm dating a guy, I kind of get cringed out when they call me Coco.
Okay, so see, that's like, interesting to me.
I don't know why I do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that because I have some of my friends that I've known for a really long time that I met in LA, they call me Coco. But then I have other friends that I also met like as a adult that call me Courtney. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It whatever sits right. If it don't sit right, then I'm like, change that one up.
Because I always think that about like when entertainers have a different, like it's a, you know, kind of a stage name. Mm-hmm. But it is a play on your real name. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's like a nickname. But mm-hmm. then when you're in bed and they're like, oh, Coco, you're like, whoa, you know. Can I be Courtney?
Lord, be I'm screaming. Yeah, I don't know. It just depends. I think also sometimes it's like a, if I meet somebody in the industry and we all do things in the industry, then it's weird if they call me Courtney.
Right.
Because I'm like, hey, we're in the industry. Like, this is that. This isn't that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. And especially if you introduce yourself a certain way.
Yeah, yes. I think whatever you introduce yourself as, mm-hmm. I would think mm-hmm. they would kind of mm-hmm. go with that. Yeah.
But sometimes if I tell a guy what I, like I tell him I do something completely different, like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I work for my parents' construction company. My name's Courtney. I'll do a completely different life shit.
They know who you are, stop it.
They do not. They do not.
They lying.
No, they really don't. One time I did tell this guy, that's like my go-to fake career in life. And so I did tell him that. And then we went to this restaurant and then the waiter was like, Coco! Coco! I was like, not here.
Right now.
Not right now.
The timing is off.
It was
See,
so awkward.
Is that deceptive though? Because then let's say you really like this guy. Now you done lied.
Well, he's fine.
He'll
fine.
Be all right, yeah. I feel. I mean, he's going to have to come and understand because it's not like easy to just, honestly, sometimes it's weird for me to even say that I'm a singer. Like,
right. What do you say when you, like, they ask, what do you do?
Honestly, if they're asking what I'm doing, I'm probably going to lie,
yeah.
which is not great. But it's because if they don't ask, then they already know. Mm-hmm. So we don't even have to even talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is it weird to talk about?
Yes, like it yeah. is. And I feel like sometimes guys be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I sing. Oh, you gonna sing for me? Like, why would you say that?
Oh my God, that's so corny.
I ain't gonna lie though. I love like, the fact okay? that she came in and Mewtwo was playing and she started singing. I was like, okay, you were really.
No, that's hilarious. Sometimes I honestly sing without even knowing, but it really just depends. I think for me too, it's more like the vibe. Like if I feel, oh, this is a normal person or there's still some normalcy there, mm-hmm. then I'll be normal too. Yeah. But if they're all industry, if they're all weird, then I'm a lie.
Where did you meet the guy that you come up to like about your career too?
Where That's did I meet thing. Him?
Wait, what'd you ask? What'd you ask?
Where did she meet the guy that she lied to about her career? Okay. Because and then you I go mean, to we would know who she is, but where did you meet this person for them not to know who you are?
That's a great question. So when I do normal things, like when I'm not doing like work stuff, I like to do completely normal things if possible. So at that time, I had went with my homegirl to the guy she was talking to's like little house party kickback, and okay. he was there. And then I'm always like, hi. Like, let's see if they know, like, right. how they act. And he was giving confused and didn't know. And okay. I was like, oh, great. Okay, right. hi.
You're the guy.
You know?
But
like,
I guarantee you, if your homegirl's talking to a guy, he already done told, okay, so my girl is bringing Coco Jones. So, right. like, I'm telling you.
Act normal. Yeah.
But act like you don't know her because she loved that.
Now, that'd be some trickery. I commend that trickery. I don't know because my friends, like, they're not all in the industry either. Like, right. I have some friends who are, like nurses or you know, like, in their own fields that have nothing to do with music and they don't understand it at all, like law or something, you know? So it would That's be one true. Of those friends who just right. wouldn't even think to bring that up.
Some like, of my friends don't understand why people know me. Like, look, we were walking on the block and these women turned around like, oh, and Laura's like, why are they looking at us? I'm like, why are people be knowing who I am sometimes?
Like, oh, you forget sometimes, like, you walking around and then they stare and I'm like, what the hell are they staring at? She's like, I mean, I am standing Hello. Next to you. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Like, my best friend, I walked out of her house and the neighbor was like, hey, Angela. And she was like, how do you know my neighbor? And I'm like, I don't.
That's right. hilarious. Yeah.
But it's also your neighbor knows like, me.
Right. And it's also got to be interesting, too, because you're born and raised here.
Yeah. I'm
so, like, your family and stuff's here and, like, your career. Like, for me, I feel like when I go to L.A., it's, like, a different world. Yeah. Because none of my family's there for real. Like, it's always been about work when I went there. I couldn't imagine if I was, like, born and raised in the place where my career also
So you were raised works. In Tennessee, mm-hmm. right? But you were born in South Carolina?
Yes, okay. I was born in South Carolina, raised in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Do you live in LA now? Or
I do.
How long have you been there?
I moved to LA when I was 17.
Okay.
And then I came to New York for a year because I was doing Broadway. Mm. Oh. And then I came back at 18 and I was like, okay, I can do this now.
Yeah. Broadway is tough. Y'all know, first of all, y'all know I love going to Broadway plays. Okay. I took Laura to see yes. her first Broadway play. For Color Girls.
We went
to go see that. And I just went to go see Dee Woods. She does all these plays now. She was in Black Odyssey. So I just went to, how did you like doing Broadway?
No.
A lot.
It was just so hard.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about it?
Well, I mean, it's everything is up to you. It's all dependent on you. Like, I guess in the acting world, you're kind of catered to a little bit more. Like, you can go and get your hair and makeup done. Do you want any breakfast? Your breakfast will be in your trailer when you get back. Da-da-da-da. Hey, they're ready for you. They're not anymore. Go to your trailer and it's warm in there and you can light your own candles. Here it was like, you're with everybody. We be here at 7 a.m. Da-da-da-da. I was like, where's my microphone? They were like, put it on. I was like, what about my outfit? Here, go. I'm doing my hair and makeup. I'm carrying props. Damn. I was like, what the hell is this?
It's like boot camp.
It was grounding, though.
It was grounding. Yeah. And I will say, like, I was like, okay, humble. Right. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated it for the skill and the art and the passion of it because the people around me, I was the youngest one and the newest one. Actually, that's not true. There was this little kid that played a little kid, but he was like a vet in it too. I was giving newbie. They were like, girl, get your props together. I was like, I'm sorry.
After that experience and you do other jobs in the industry, do you think you would ever like circle back and maybe give it another try once you have some more kind of experience under your belt?
Honestly, I could see myself wanting that challenge again because it really
evolve
does
a little more, right?
Yes, it really did bring out something in me.
Yes,
like
ma'am.
I felt like a G.
What play was it?
A Bronx Tale.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That's okay, right. Okay. So
I would do it again, and especially if I one day have the goal of doing like the EGOT type lifestyle, I would have to circle back.
Right.
Well, you have a sense of humor. Have you ever considered doing like a little stand up or anything?
People have said that. They're like, you need to do comedy. I'm just like, I just do not see myself getting on the stage and not singing. Like, I feel like I'd be like a pretender. I don't know.
A pretender.
But you could sing in your comedy. That's
make it
amazing.
Part of your whole.
Because mm-hmm. yeah,
you could show a whole new trend.
You could be like Jamie Foxx.
I mean, if Netflix want to offer me a bag to do it, I will figure out how
she
to make it.
She could be like
up.
A Jamie Foxx. Like yeah. you can sing. You can.
Remember Eddie Murphy used to sing.
Yep.
Party all the
not
time.
Not over here with my new career path, please. Well, I'm really trying to break into artistry and really like solidify myself as one of the R&B girls. And then honestly, I would take on anything. I don't want to put myself in any type of box.
Yes, right. Well, congratulations, because I feel like the stars are aligned.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
For you right now.
It's been crazy. My life. Right. My life has literally been crazy. I just, like we were all talking about, I had this performance in DC and I was literally so emotional because the last time that people knew the words to my songs and like were there just to see me. Like I was literally like 16.
Wow.
And I was just signed and I felt how I feel now. Like, oh my God, it's all coming together, mm-hmm. you know? And it just did not right. at that time. So it's like deja vu in a way. And I'm just like, I understand why it didn't work out that way. Thank you, God. I'm so glad because had I known that it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have even been that pressed.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, you can't ever know.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. And right. sometimes like in the moment, and you were younger too.
Yeah.
It's so much harder when you're,
oh my gosh,
have this anticipation and you think you're right there and then.
It feels like the world's going to end.
It felt like the world itself was ending. I was like, all of you are not existing because the world is over. Like, My dreams were my everything. I didn't care about boys. I didn't care about none of that. So then I had to go and live. And like, I met these USC girls that became like my best friends. And oh. then I was outside. And then I was like, oh, wait, the world is kind of.
The world's here. All right.
There's a world out here.
There's a world.
A whole new world. Shout out to Aladdin. But I guess in the time, like, I had to grow because I was so naive. I literally was homeschooled at the time. I only cared about jobs and like when the next opportunity. I didn't want to be outside. I didn't even know what outside was giving. I had never drank, did none of that. So, like, I needed things to write about. And real artists be living that life.
Yeah.
They be about that life.
We need you to get your heart broken.
Okay. And did. And oh. did. Shout out to ICU.
Oh, oh shit. Okay.
And it's a hit.
Right. Thank you.
Well, now, tell us about the heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
LOL. Well, honestly, I think at the time, I wasn't the best version of myself because my career and the things that made me, they were so up in the air and so uncertain. So, at the time, I guess I wanted a relationship way more than I should have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that he didn't want the same. It was more like I was just not focused anymore. Like I was like, this career hurting me. So what are we trying to do? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't even want to. There's only disappointment here. Like this is fun. This is safe. This is great. You know what I'm saying? And then when things changed and my career was starting to bubble again, I was like, sorry. Hate to shift things around. And it wasn't like it was any bad blood or anything there. It was really once my life got back on track, I was so different and I just had such different priorities that we didn't make sense anymore. Like he would be doing his thing over there and I'd be doing mine over here. And then we wouldn't see each other. And then we would see each other and it'd be like, oh my God, this is great. But like our lifestyles don't match anymore. Like what we want out of life doesn't match anymore. Mm. Now that I am back to who I am, I want to be this girl. Right. And this girl can't be where you're at. She's doing her thing, you know? So it just didn't make sense. But we always would like stop talking to each other and be like, all right, cool. We're friends. We're good. We're good. Good time.
And then back together.
And then it'd be like.
Circling back.
Congratulations on that. How are you? How are things?
Let's celebrate.
You know, shall we? One more time around the block. It's just ridiculous.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Did you think for a period of time that he was the one? Because like you said, you keep going back to somebody mm-hmm. and you start thinking like, maybe this is it.
I think there was a time where I thought he was the one, but I think for a really long time, I just knew he was the closest to the one. You know, when like, mm-hmm. you have other guys that are cool, but they're just not hitting the way that mm-hmm. that chemistry would hit, you know? Or maybe it's that I was so blind by that chemistry and what that was in the peak of it mm-hmm. that I couldn't even see these other guys as like good too, like solid contenders. So I think it was more like I romanticized what it was and like I wanted it to be that again.
So that's like the song Double Back. See, look, you went and did this and then did a whole album.
Okay, I'm like, we're going to get some content out of this bank. Okay.
And it's also giving the sex was amazing. I don't know if
I was about to say, was the sex part of the reason you know that you kept going back?
I'm screaming.
When the sex is good, we always think they the one.
Right.
They got the potential to be the one when they did
it. I hate you, but that's sex. And that makeup.
I'm crying because it really wasn't for me. It wasn't that. It was like, that was my first love. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that was
so that's
the first,
a whole different category.
Hello.
That's dangerous.
That's what you like, knew.
That's mm-hmm. what I knew.
Yeah. That was your like, comfort zone.
Yes, it was about comfort. Yeah, it really mm-hmm. was not. It was about comfort. It was really about comfort.
But it was about that too.
Anyway, I'm gonna sip my wine.
If that's your first love though, because sometimes when the first person, you don't know what great sex is.
No, you
that's
don't.
All you know.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So you think this is it. And you're like, mm-hmm. okay, this is sex. And then you have great sex and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Wasn't what I thought it was.
Chemistry is
I'm screaming. Mm-hmm.
But you probably broke his heart too, though, like from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I know it hurt you, but I'm sure he was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah. And that's another thing too. Like, it didn't feel like I was in it by myself wanting it to last. He kept coming back too. Right. It was both of us like, bro, please, no.
No.
No. You know, like we both were stuck on how it felt.
How did you break the cycle? How did you cut that end at?
Well.
Or how did it?
Or she's like, I'm going to see him later tonight. No.
No, wait.
Did it end is the question.
Or did it?
He's downstairs.
I've been thinking it's over.
I've
been thinking it's over. And then it's like, here we go again.
Okay. All right.
No, but honestly, I think for me, having my life panning out the way it is now, I just have to be more intentional. And I don't want to learn the same lessons over and over and over again. I already literally did that before my career got back on track. I wish I could go back and be like, you should have been doing more content. You should have had a better mindset. If you would have had a better mindset, you would have had better actions. And who knows, the things that went viral could have went viral way before.
Right. Timing is everything.
Though. Timing is everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't want to waste any more time. And I do feel like right person, wrong time to me is just kind of cap. I feel like if they are the right person, you make it right. It all just ends up right, you know?
I don't know, because I also believe in wrong person, right time, too.
Wrong person, right time.
That happens,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be that. And honestly, if you want to circle the block, I'll take another hit off of it.
Yeah, so, sure. Hello.
That's okay, we got to do this debut album. Yeah. Right? Come on by. That's swing my
numbers are the same. Okay, you know how to find.
Okay, you know where I'm at. You know where I'm at.
Saying, Gigi, that every time you keep doubling back, you might be blocking your blessings. You may have better sex and better chemistry waiting for you.
I definitely do feel like when you're holding on to something, your hand is tight, so nothing can get in there. You know what I'm saying? Nothing good can get in there. Nothing's coming out, but nothing good's coming in. So I don't know. I'm just trying to go with what feels the most authentic to me. I feel like my intuition has kind of been on point.
Well, good.
Trust that.
And you're a Capricorn like me. Yeah. By the way, your birthday's the day after mine.
Oh my gosh.
January 3rd over here.
January 4th.
So you know we work really hard. We're very practical. Mm-hmm. We're very practical people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a secret relationship? Like where y'all were sneaking around.
Sneaky link.
I feel like everyone has done that at some point. I remember someone telling me it was really exciting. Like we'd be at a party and pretending we're not together, but then knowing we're gonna, you know, meet up later. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done the sneaky link thing?
I wouldn't say it was like a secret, but it was more like we're not outside with it. Like you are doing your career, I'm doing my career, and nobody's trying to have that be in the tabloid. So it's giving. It's giving I'll see you when I see you type thing.
Yeah, because life has to be really different now. Because now people see you and they're like, Hillary Banks, Coco Jones. Yeah. You know, they know you for all these different things.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can just go to Ruth Chris.
No, that's very true. I mean, everything that I do, I feel like, do I want this on the internet? Just in case. Do I want this on the internet?
Oh, you know? Gosh. What a thing to have to debate.
Right.
Sheesh. I know. But that is...
That's the life. That's the era we're in.
That is the era.
And sometimes people like that attention, too. Like, people will purposefully try to...
Do things
with somebody so that it can...
Whenever you see somebody spotted at such and such Beverly Hills, you're like, oh, yeah, that's... They went there because they wanted us to know.
They call the paparazzis.
Yeah.
It do be given that sometimes. I don't know. For me, I'm just... Like I said, trying to go with my intuition. And sometimes I'm like, maybe, but it always just doesn't feel right. So I'm not going outside with nobody.
Because I'm thinking about Bel Air. Because I do, by the way, love the show. Watch the show. Been keeping up with it.
Thank you.
You know, we watched the whole first season, like... last year, binged it.
Oh,
and
period.
So we were excited for the new season to come back.
Thank you.
We're looking at your relationship with Jazzy Jeff's character on the show. Mm-hmm. And this is a real life thing, right? You don't want to commit. But then you also get really jealous if the person that you're dating but won't commit to is talking to other people or other people like them. You know,
it's a natural reaction or feeling for sure, especially for a woman.
Yeah.
Because you like side eyeing.
And normally I feel like guys think that women want to be in relationships so bad. Like we're the ones. But in this case, you're the one that's like, pump the brakes. I'm not really sure that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, I think it does depend. There, I have had situations where the guy was way more serious about me, and I was like, it's not even giving that. Like, relax, you know? But I think at the time, too, I think, honestly, it's really about, like, being honest with yourself. Like, you can get to know a person enough to know what type of time they're on. And then it's up to you whether or not you want what's being served. Right. Point blank, period.
Yeah, because sometimes you just want, like, a little fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to be spoiled and go out, but you're not trying to get something serious because you are still young and you have time. How are your parents with people that you date?
And what are the rules in terms for you in introducing someone to your parents or your family?
My parents, my mom is way more strict about things. My dad's more like chill. My mom's like, does he love the Lord? She's very Southern. Very old school. Okay. So I'll be like, yes, mom, he loves Christ. That's pretty much like the main thing. But I honestly do feel like my mom and dad, like they kind of, as we've gotten older, you know, you start to see more of the real of a relationship as because we're grown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel like I've watched my mom kind of like evolve more. And I feel like she's more modern minded in the fact that like it's not just does he love the Lord, it's like, okay, well, what does he go to therapy, like what are his mental value, what does he value, like where is his head at, you know what I'm saying, like the things that honestly are crucial in this day and age.
It's crucial for a guy to go to therapy for you.
I do think it's important. You don't have to go every month, but like you got to circle the block every once in a while, because I just feel like if you go to the doctor for your body, I think you need to go to therapy for your emotions and that mental health. You don't know what you're holding in.
So you go to therapy also then? Okay, what made you start going to therapy?
Actually, it was during the pandemic, and one of the guys that I was like kind of talking to, he was talking about therapy, and I was like, what? And so I was like, well, who is this person? Because if a guy's going to therapy, I wanna see who they're going to, you know? Because I mean, I don't know, stereotypically, I feel like guys don't want to be told about themselves.
Right.
So I was like, who is this person? And I've been going to therapy ever since that.
Oh, wow. You go to his therapist?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you go to his therapist?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't share my therapist.
I know, she doesn't.
Well, it's like, it's not like we can talk about.
I know,
she's
but still.
It's not like she can talk about everybody's case or whatever.
But now you feel like a bond with him always. Like, we go to
the. Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm here for the therapist. Okay, I really like her. I really respect her. And so I'm like, I'm not even trying to find another one. So,
what if he broke up with you and was like, I don't want you going to my therapist anymore?
Like, sir, you're not paying for it.
Right. It's good that you were even able to mesh with her, because you can't. I've been to a couple different therapists, and sometimes you meet somebody and you're just like, okay, this is not the person for me. It's like it's like a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you got to have a rapport or just a real chemistry with that person in order to be able to give what needs to give, to get what you need from them.
And to feel comfortable to share.
Yes.
Like, if I feel like she don't even know my struggle for real, I'm not, there's nothing to talk about, because you don't get it.
Well, that's why I like having a Black therapist, because she understands what I'm saying. I curse with her. I say other things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so.
The N-word heavily.
Mm-hmm. And she says it back. Like, it's.
She does.
That's hilarious.
She's like, well, this nigga shouldn't da 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 da.
Okay.
So, but that's for me. It's not
for everyone. But that's also part of the language. Like,
for me, it is. But I mean, for other people, it's not. But that works for me. And also, I feel like with therapy, you should not feel embarrassed.
Absolutely.
Because we be talking about the same stuff for years. And I'm like, this is embarrassing. She's like, it's not. So I feel like it's, you know, important. It's really important that you mesh with whoever you, you know, sharing your life with.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Secrets. I want all my friends to get my therapist. My therapist is amazing. And I think she's so amazing that I feel like it would be selfish of me to say, no, I don't want, you know, like just me. She's done so much for me mentally and being able to deal with things that I know so many. And I already tell her, as soon as you get your private practice, let me know. And I have people for you on deck. Like, I think she's really good. But the same thing, I open up to her about things that, and I'm really open about a lot of things. But with her,
it hit different.
It hits very different. And then I love to cry. And she's like, it's okay, cry.
Let it
but
out.
I need you to stop in the next 3 minutes.
Why did she say I love to cry?
Yeah, she's like, but I need you to stop.
Okay.
And let's talk about this.
I've been crying an inch.
Yeah. You don't cry in front of me. But Jasmine will be like, I don't want anybody around when I'm doing my therapy, because I start crying and shit.
I'm like, I gotta go somewhere.
Yeah. Gotta go somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta go somewhere.
All right, so your mom says that. What about, so you said your dad is more chill.
Yes, my dad is more chill. He's more, what's the character of the guy like? Like, would he bond with him at all, you know? If he feels like, I guess if he feels like he can't relate to them, he would be more concerned.
Right.
But for the most part, he's chill about it.
What about your brother?
My brother's strict. I'm like, sir. But I don't know. I think I'm really close with my siblings. Like, those are my besties, my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I tell him, like, pretty much all the tea. And he can give me, like, a really good perspective. Like, a young guy perspective. And I'm like, yikes. All right.
Is that really how y'all think?
I'm like, y'all all right?
Is everything okay?
Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. I'll be like, what does this mean? And he'll be like, oh, da-da-da-da. I'm like, wish I wouldn't have heard that. Thank you. Okay, cool.
Well, damn, right?
He be cutting it straight, but I appreciate it.
It's great that you have such a close, tight-knit family.
Yeah, I'm really tight with my family. And I know that that's, like, a blessing and kind of rare. So I always thank God that, like, I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, really, honestly, if I didn't have my family, I would have gave up.
Right.
Because the calls, you know how you said repeating it for years? The same thing. I would say the same thing on the phone all the time. And I just don't know how they dealt with it. Wow. Sometimes I'm like, wow. Sorry.
Now, because what about the period in your life where you felt like it wasn't going to work? Like you said, when you were like around 16 years old, you thought everything fell into place. And I saw that you had said before you were ready to just give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you had given up, like, what would you have done? Because you've been wanting this since you were
a little kid.
Six.
She'd be working at a construction company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the line, right?
That is the line. I'm not even going to hold you. I did have a time where I was like, maybe I'll just be a wife who sings, a wife that sings, you know? I don't know. Or maybe I'll be, I knew I wanted to be like in charge of something. So maybe I'll just figure out how to work my way up and be somebody boss.
Okay. So you really did consider not doing, like for real, you had...
It wasn't like I didn't tactically go out and do but these you had things, thoughts. But like they would be like my thoughts in the back of my head, like you know, I could be Becca somebody's plan. Wife, like she, you know, what I'm saying, like little voices in the back of my head. But did I go apply somewhere now?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did things turn around then? Like, what was the first thing that kind of put you back on the path? Like, okay, we back.
I remember exactly what it was. I saw this tweet that had went viral, and it was like, what happened to Coco Jones? She was supposed to be, like, next up. Mm. And it did numbers. To the point where I even DM'd the person who tweeted it, and I was like, thank you for even saying this. What the hell?
Right.
And so at the time, I showed it to my mom. I showed it to, like, the guy I was talking to. I was like, look what they're saying. He was like, respond to it. I was like, okay. So I responded. I was like, y'all want to know what happened? And then that tweet did numbers. And I was like, what the hell? So then I literally just went on, like, YouTube Live and told this story, saved it as a video, and now it's, like, got crazy views. Somebody took a clip from the video and put it on TikTok. And then that sound went viral. Like,
yep.
Everyone was using the sound. It was so weird. And people was texting me, you know how when you start popping up again, like you start popping off and people are like, oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
Like,
what's
yeah,
up?
Hey, girl.
Hey, 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 hey. How are you?
There you go.
That's how you know you're doing something right. When you get them numbers, you'd be like, my second grade teacher. Come on. Hey, how are you?
Hey, hey, Joe.
Literally, like, I seen. Yeah, you did. You did see that. But yeah, so that clip went viral on TikTok. And then I was like, what's TikTok? Because what the hell is this? So then I was like looking at TikTok. I was scrolling and I saw somebody do a video. And it was like, if I was on this song, I was like, oh, I can do that. I can do that. So I did If I Was On Hit Different by SZA. Mm-hmm. It went crazy.
It hit different when you did Hit Different.
Hello, like popped off. SZA hit me, like executives were hitting me. And then I went to the studio with somebody who saw the cover. At the time, I went to the studio and the guy was like, you need to, he was just doing the mess. He was like, you need to show more. Da, da, da. He was like, I didn't even know you was working with all that.
Oh, God.
I was like, thanks. Yeah. Okay. But I was like, damn, do I need to do more? Like, I'm just like, what? I don't know. I want to keep this momentum. What do I need to do? And then there was one guy and he was like, I don't think she needs to do all that. And we were all like, and so he became like my manager.
He's on the team.
Yeah. Right. Literally, I was like, I'll have what
he's
having.
Put him on the team.
Yeah. So then we kind of got to work together. And then shortly after that, I got my acting management and they were like, you need to audition for the show. It's called Bel Air. I was like, I don't want to audition for Bel Air. They want a light-skinned girl. I don't look like Hillary. I'm not doing that. They were like, you're auditioning for it. I was like, all right, sure. So I sent an audition. And then at the time, I'm like, I find out that I get that. I have like meetings set up with labels. And then I meet J-Dot, who's with High Standards, which is my joint venture with Def Jam. Mm-hmm. So it's Def Jam, High Standards. So literally like at the same time.
Can you imagine? Everything lined up the way it was supposed to.
Literally at the same time. Like I got these things and my life literally shifted. And here we are. And, and I have my music manager, Lydia. And it's just been go. Like, we've been on go.
Yes,
it's just crazy.
And you won your first NAACP Image Award. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
Hello.
Congratulations.
I'm like, Lord, what the hell? It's crazy. It's crazy. I literally wish, because I tell people, and every time I get the opportunity, like every time, I'm like, this was not what it was giving almost 2 years ago. And I used to say a year ago, because like it just changed all of a sudden. And really, I want especially my Black women to have more mercy with themselves. Like, we're so strict with ourselves. We're our toughest critic. Literally, like, just the fact that I didn't give up on them days, that was enough. I was battling. This was a war zone. This is not easy to be out in LA by myself fighting these things, like going into these auditions and showing up every day. That's a war zone. I should have had more mercy with myself. And I keep trying to tell the girls that look like me, have more mercy with yourself.
And grace.
Give yourself grace and time to make mistakes. And some days you ain't gotta like, you know, push past your emotions just to do something. Sometimes the fact that you didn't give up that day was good enough. Next day, start over again.
Amen.
And LA can be a very lonely place.
It can.
Especially when everybody's like, what you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Lord. It was, it would get humbling. People are like, how do you stay so humble? I'm like, I have seen the humblest.
I have been to Humbletown.
I live in Humbletown. Hello. I still have an apartment there. A cute condo in Humbletown.
Cute little condo in Humbletown.
Okay. It's lavish. I love it there. All white marble floors. Because they'd be like, do you still act? I was like, oh, God, please. This is so unbearable. Like, I'd be like at a party, like with a Jello shot. They'd be like, oh, you're the girl from, do you still, oh, are you? And I'd be like, another Jello shot. Yeah. But all the
party over here.
Literally, I was like, I'm just going to turn up because that's all I could do at the time. I'm here and this is my circumstances. And best believe I'm going to have another Jello shot. And when March Madness plays my future, I'm going to throw this in a circle. Because I was just trying to live my life.
But how was everything financially for you at that time?
At the time, I had a lot of savings and stuff.
Because good for you.
My mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom didn't play, and like when I would invest in stuff, when she would invest, it would always be like the safest stock. So I did have a lot of savings and everything like that. I never had like a real job. When looking back, I'm like, that's kind of crazy. But I did get to a point where I was almost at that point. Like I remember, Lord be offense, my mom called me and she was like, hey, Court. She was like,
not Coco.
Okay.
Hey, Court.
She was like, not to stress you out or anything, like, everything's gonna be fine. She was like, but you're getting to a point where you're getting low on funds.
Yeah.
Because I'm not making no income. You just and spending. I'm just spinning. It's LA.
Yeah, right. It's really expensive.
Hello?
Yeah.
She's like, girl, I did some crunching of the numbers.
And, crunch them again.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got another
going. She was like, the way this thing's going, you're going down.
I would never let my parents know what I have in the bank, too. But that's great.
My mom was my business manager.
See, but that's she amazing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't have like their family that can actually have support. That type of knowledge.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to finances, where they can be like, okay, invest in this. Okay, numbers is getting low.
That's so true. And I'm so blessed because when my dad played professional football, he played for 10 years. My mom had seen like so many athletes lose their money. Mm-hmm. And so she just studied it. Like she really, like she's from a all entrepreneurial background. Like her side, they just do it. Mm-hmm. And so she just studied it and she became really educated. She was like, nobody's gonna take no money from my kid. So she always had been looking over it and making sure that like, I was good, you know? So, but when it got a little ugly, she was like, it's getting ugly.
Yeah. Let's figure like, this
wow,
out.
Yeah. Okay, humble. And I know what I was going to do. I was going to ride it till the wheels fell off. That's what I knew I was going to do. But I didn't know what that was going to look like.
Yeah. Right.
I was like,
I want my wheels.
Am I going to be like waitressing? Like anything else I can get you? I don't know what it was going to give. I don't know what it's going
to
give.
Let me ask you, I need you to be honest. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone on a date just because you were hungry and didn't want to have to pay with
someone? LOL. Not because I was hungry and didn't want to have to pay.
I've done
but
it many a time.
I have
when I was coming up.
Definitely.
When I'm like, I want to go to this really nice restaurant, and he asked me,
I might as well tell him I'll
I should
go
just
out
go.
With him.
That's hilarious. I will say I would go on a date knowing I wasn't really messing with the guy, but like I'm trying to drink up and eat up. Like I'm trying to live lavish. You know.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Not because I'm on starve.
Well,
but
not like that.
I'm trying to go to the restaurant.
Not like you
spend my
own.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like spare change.
Yeah.
It was giving. All right, let's dine in. I was like another cucumber martini on him. It would give that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But also, I did feel like I wasn't the type to like. If I knew I wasn't really feeling a guy, I'm still going to be like, am I sure? Like, I would want to see one more. I would give a guy, like, two chances.
Right.
And then I'd be like, all right.
Yes,
he's not there.
So what? Okay, so I always see all these, and we talk about this, like, gurus on social media.
The dating ones?
Yeah. And so I want to ask you this, because I saw one that was about, like, how can you tell a guy that is really into you, right? And here are the signs. Now, I want to talk about, for us, right, how can you tell that you're, for a guy, how can they tell that you're really into them?
Oh, that I'm into
them. What are some of the signs that you would give that you would say, this is how you know I'm into you?
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's going to be hurt once they watch this video. Sorry, sir. Okay. When I'm really into you, you're going to get a very feminine girl. Like, I'm going to be like, hi. Like, you know, you just bring out the girly in me when I really like you. I'm really like, my love language is physical touch. So I want to be like touching you and I want you to be touching me. Like, I just love it. I'm going to be like, just poke you.
Okay, like, pinch you. Touch you.
Like, I'm like, pinch.
Hand on your leg.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Literally. It wasn't even hilarious. You're like, ah. when I like you, I'll call you first. Like, sometimes. It's not going to give like, I'm always picking up the phone to call, but like sometimes I'll be like, oh, like good morning. I'll say it first. Or like, how was your day? Like I'll start the convo every
you
once
initiate.
In a while. I'll throw it in there. I'll throw the dice
when
a little
bit.
When
I feel like it, I'll hit you.
Yeah. I'll feel like that. And I mean, just all around, I'm more like warm and receptive when I like a person, you know? And like, I'm not necessarily going to try to drive the boat, but you're going to know that this boat is ready to go.
I'm the co-captain.
You know,
right.
Oh, not much, you know that's my favorite.
Yes. Okay. That's pretty clever play on words.
I know. Oh, she ate that. Like, did you know you ate that? You did eat that. Yeah, but it just depends. I mean, I really like when I can like a guy back because respectfully, it's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare.
It is. It's really
it's rare
to find somebody that you have chemistry with.
That you have that chemistry with.
Yeah.
Because they can look so good on paper. And that's another thing, like, that I've been so shocked about. Like, I'll see somebody from afar and I'll be like, oh, this is going to hit. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, yes.
And then close up, you're like,
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Literally, like, where's the normal of you? Where is the human
Do
of you?
Do you like really cute guys or, like, medium or, like, unattractive
guys?
Oh,
here she goes.
Do you have a type?
I don't have a type. Me and my friends do say we like medium ugly, and if you take me out.
That's Jasmine.
You are
Jasmine
my soulmate.
Does not like good looking guys.
I'm
like
the same way. Medium to medium ugly.
I feel like if you're
I do not
too
like
cute,
a pretty guy.
You're weird. You're weird.
She said the same thing.
It's
that's
just
so
like
crazy.
We can't both be the baby. Like, no, I don't like that. Like, yeah, no. Like, if you're giving contrast, like, no, I'm sorry. But it doesn't mean that they're ugly, because it's just a term. It just means, like,
all
it's
the
just
guys like a thing. Like,
no, they're hurting right now. They're crying in the corner. It's really just
they
a thing.
They are crying in the corner.
They're crying
right
in the corner. Yeah. It's really just a thing that girls say. But I really like a guy that just, like, has, like, a masculine, he gives masculine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
take care of things, figure, handle it.
Boss.
It can get strong, man.
Right.
Yeah,
protector,
secure, yeah.
But I will say, I have dated guys that, off the first impression, I would be like, nah. But because I was kicking it with them and like listening to how they talk and like their mindset, their confidence, I'm like,
okay, that always happens. The guy that you're like, I would never like him. I would, and then
that's
you're like,
to know him a little bit.
I do like him.
It's like this thing in my mind. It's like the club test. Like if they come up to me at the club, I'd be like, sir, please, I'm with my girls. Or I'd be like, yeah, where your section at? You know what I'm saying? That's how you know whether you come. Like, that's the, like, just the lowest tier, just straight attraction.
Where your section
But okay. I've met guys that are where your section at types with terrible personalities.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, what do I like? What do I like? Because I can look at a guy and be like, he doesn't give comedy. He doesn't seem like we'd laugh at the same things. He doesn't seem like I would call him if I had a bad day and be like, oh, you'll never believe what happened to me. I wanted to give that.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, she was so mean to me at the store. Who was mean to you? Well, who? You know?
Let's go to the
Twitter.
Hold on. I'll go
right now. The freaking rounds on La Brea.
And then you know he's FaceTiming from the store. Is this him right here?
Literally, I wanted to give best friend, because that's how I am with my best friends. I'd be like, girl, this girl was looking at me crazy at the Sephora. I was like, what? She'd be like, girl, who?
Who?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to give
sitting
that.
Already, yeah.
Okay? Right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is it like for you when you go back home?
When I go back home, it's hilariously normal. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, nice.
Literally, I can go to, like, first of all, nobody dresses up. It's so funny. Like, I'll be like, am I Hollywood? Like, am I the drama? Because I'll go, like, out with my cousins and stuff, and I'll be like, is this what we're wearing? Okay. We're serving Rue 21 on them. I'll be like, y'all not gonna put a heel on or something? And they're like, girl, what? Like, I don't even think the girls own heels for real. Like, I'm talking Lebanon. Like, we really, like, the grocery store was like 30 minutes away.
Wow.
Like, was not giving none of that. You know
what
I'm saying?
So there's no, like, Fresh Direct or nothing on
what? What
you
even,
could just order groceries and have, no?
Okay, no, I didn't even know what that was.
Just asking.
Like, what is Fresh Direct? We talking about, like, Instacart?
Yeah.
Oh, I only know Instacart because of LA.
Right.
But no, I mean,
I love Instacart.
Hello.
Signed up to my Delta Sky Miles at the supermarket no more.
Wait, hold on. What did you say about Delta Sky Miles and Instacart?
Oh, you can connect your Instacart account to
Delta
Sky
Miles. Yes, not too much because I have them points.
1.5 miles every dollar if you're platinum or above.
See, I'm about to tell my mama this right now. She got to get on that.
Like,
mom,
you're supposed to take care of the finances.
I know about Lyft.
What? Yeah, my Lyft is connected for sure.
I don't care for Lyft.
I used it to get here today.
Really?
Yeah, I like Lyft.
I used it. Ange put me onto that.
Yeah. I will say it sometimes when some, you know what, I don't know who's going to sponsor me later on.
Yeah, maybe you should just.
But I check both. I check Uber.
Services.
Yeah. I check Uber and I check Lyft.
I do too.
And I see which one's cheaper all the time. I always check both. And then I'm like, okay, this one.
It also feels like it depends on what city you're in.
Right.
True. Yes. Yeah.
And it's just different times. And I don't mind waiting an extra 5 minutes to save a dollar.
Oh, you know what?
A dollar.
Sometimes they don't even take that.
Not a dollar.
But then you want to complain because I didn't want to put you in first class. I want you to come back coach with me.
You know.
We saved like $50.
You know.
We saved like $50, right?
That's different.
Do you remember the first time you flew first class?
Oh, no. I don't remember because, you know, being on Disney Channel.
You was lit early.
I was like, I'll have another orange juice on the rocks. No, I was waving
my best in my orange juice.
Literally, I was like, another cookie, warm. I remember being, what'd you say?
Milk them chocolate chips.
Literally, you know when they used to give the little warm nuts?
Yes.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
In the little bowl?
Hello.
Yeah. They don't do that no more.
For real. They don't do that no more.
I think and they don't warm up your cookies either.
They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't.
At least not on Delta.
Yeah. They do be hard. I do not remember the first time. I do remember feeling like singing that little Fergie song. I was like, first class.
Hey. Oh, I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, lit.
G-L-A.
No, but I don't remember the first time. Honestly, it was probably around the time when I filmed Let It Shine. Like, the TV movie that I did that put me on. That whole time, I felt like I was living in, like a
princess,
fairy
princess.
Like, I would wear these amazing costumes, and I'd be on set and just having fun. It wasn't work. Like, I'd be sad when it was time to go. Aww, they'd be like, girl,
great.
You got to go.
That's ideal. That's what you want life to be like.
Yeah.
I know. Literally.
Now, who taught you about, like, when it came, and I know you're very close with your mom.
Yeah, that's my
But girl. When it comes to relationships and sex, did she have the talk with you?
LOL, no.
She never had the talk, okay.
No birds. She's going to be watching this uncomfortable as hell. Logging off. She's like, I stopped walking at minute 51. She be telling me that. She's like, I stopped watching when you kiss Jazz. I'm like, okay, mom, thank you. Thank you, mom. No, she didn't. I don't think that her side really taught her that. Like, they weren't really open like that.
Right.
Like, honestly, neither of my family sides, but you know how your parents are doing better than their parents are doing better than their. So I think they did the best that they could, but it wasn't giving open discussion.
So where did you learn about that? Like, where did you learn how to have sex? Where did you learn how to kiss? Like, all of those things. Was it, did you know what you were doing the first time you had sex? Were you like, okay.
That's hilarious. No. I mean, does anyone?
No.
No.
I mean, who the first time you had sex?
Did you know what you were doing? She was asking.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, like, for guys, they learn from their friends or they watch, like, porn and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And then I remember, like, in health class, learning how to put on a condom. You know, they show you how to do that in class. Oh,
wow. See, I was homeschooled. Missed that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and mom was like, okay, today we're going to know.
No. It wasn't giving thinking. That.
Did they want you to wait until you were married since your mom's religious?
I think, of course.
Okay.
I think that they would want that. Mm-hmm. I mean, even me as a parent, I feel like I'd be like,
that's ideal.
Just
be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that that's like, you know,
practical,
I would say. Okay. Just because everyone grows up way too fast now. Yeah. With social media, there's so much information.
Yeah.
And some of it is like, just that, you ain't even need to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
like,
a lot.
I get nervous when I see like my little cousins with their phones and I'm like,
what are you looking at this?
Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And I think for you coming from a household where your parents were married growing up, you think about marriage. Because even just now, you were like, if I wasn't doing this, I was like, all right, I'll just be a wife.
Yeah. I definitely, when I was younger, was like, I want to get married at 18.
I did used to think 18? That too. Not yeah. 18, but I was like, by the time I'm 22, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have a house with my yeah. husband. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this.
Yeah. But that's also like, I hadn't really experienced anything. I'd never even had a boyfriend at that time. I just thought like, okay, that'll be like
when I happen.
That's how it goes, you know. That's how it works. But
do you want to get married?
I do want to get married. Yeah.
Do you have an ideal age in mind?
It never works out that way.
It doesn't. But
I know. I mean, I've had an ideal age for literally 17 things in my life, and it's never been that. So I'm like, just stop. I would say, well, I'd like to have a kid around like 30. So okay, I feel like that's when I would be more marriage mindset.
Okay.
But I also am very career driven right now, and I also look at like the women and their relationships in my life, and I kind of am like, maybe I'll just be Oprah and I'll
have
do
a
it
partner.
That way.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. I really have to see how
get
things
you a
pan Stedman. Out.
Yeah,
I really it's just marriage is just it's hard work, yeah, you know. Yeah. Like, and I love what I see on like Instagram and socials, but the women in my life are who I really, absolutely, you know, learn from what it's really like, and it's mm-hmm. just. It's very hard, and
yeah.
I only would want to make that commitment if, like, God himself woke me up and said, this one's the one, you know?
This is.
Otherwise, I'm not sure I would want to do that with somebody okay. so permanent.
I feel like so many people feel that way now. I know they've been having these conversations like, well, maybe you should, just like your driver's license that you renew, mm-hmm. you know, every few years, maybe you should do the same thing with marriage, where, like, you reassess mm-hmm. it every few years.
I like that idea. Yeah,
like, you know, Christy and Jackie Douglas.
No, I'm not talking about that.
No, we're not talking about getting married.
I don't want to get married every year.
No, but they renew their vows, but they don't, like do, like, a whole, like, relationship, like,
like
overhaul.
Assessment. I'm talking yeah. about like how you have to take like when you have a license, you're like, all right, let's go back in or it expires. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah. Interesting.
Right. That could be a good situation. But then I also feel like sometimes people don't look at marriage as permanent and you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're not supposed to.
I mean,
it's supposed to be.
Ideally, you're supposed to look at it. Yeah, that's what the vows yeah. are.
Listen, it's whatever you define your marriage to be. I think it's a constraint that we didn't. Yeah, so it's whatever we want it to be.
Because the way that it is defined, it is supposed to be like, till death do us part, in sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage was meant to be like forever, but it's not realistic for a lot of people. And clearly it's not.
In the world we live in now.
Listen, people are already planning back then, divorces with prenups and everything else.
Yeah, but people also go, you can't go into it with the mindset of, I could just get out of this at any time.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. then why do it?
People do though. That. That's mm-hmm. what they do. They go into it like,
But I hear so many people now like, you don't have to get married. You could just be together, you know? And I'm with that.
I'm screaming.
But anyway, Coco Jones, I do want to thank you so much. We had such a good time with you. You know, I know we've been wanting to get you on here for a while. And I've been loving to see like all of the excitement that you have because it's honest. You know, some people be trying to act cool when they get all these different achievements. Mm-hmm. But you just like, yeah. And you should celebrate that. You deserve it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I've had so much fun with y'all.
Humbleness.
And we
the energy is mad humble.
Thank you.
And we're going to keep on having you back.
Yes. Okay. So come back. Like, oh, Lord, what tea am I going to be spilling last time? Because I'm like, I spilled some tea on here. I'm like, Mom, don't watch this.
I know. Listen,
it's not so bad.
No, don't worry.
That wasn't too crazy. Yeah, was
we got you lubed up. Next time, yeah. No.
Actually, you're really up. Easy.
Like, yeah, thank you. You did take it easy.
Thank you. You did. I can tell because you a little put. You get a little horrified. I'm like, okay, let's back it up.
Yeah. Literally, I was
like, LOL. Another class.
LOL. Right. Okay. It's like anal. You gotta lube it up first and yeah. give it some time.
By the way, talking about that.
The butt no, yeah.
I'm like, let's wrap it up. Wrap it up, hands. Wrap it up, hands. No, thank you guys for having me. No, I had so much fun.
We appreciate
you.
And you guys make sure the deluxe version is available.
Yes, so
that
extra for you.
And you got Babyface, the song you on Babyface's album. Mm-hmm. We had him up here when he put that out. Him and Ari Lennox came together.
Amazing.
But I know that had to be just. Working with Babyface is like
iconic. Yes. Iconic.
Absolutely.
I mean, to even be with all the R&B girls on that project, I was like, I think I'm doing all right. So happy. Yeah.
So honestly, like, congratulations on everything. Well thank deserved. You. Coco Jones. And so much fun. Yes.
Yes. Thank y'all.
We're coming to your, we're coming to your stand-up. We're coming to your shows.
Yes.
We're coming
to Broadway.
Back to Broadway. Okay. You got to do it all.
Okay.
You're going to get that EGOT. We're going to put it out there now.
Period. Yes. Amen. Amen.
That part.
All right. Coco Jones, lip service.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.